Yo, 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 Afro, Afros, Reach Afro, Thizzle, chillin' with the homie DJ Toasty Z. Yes, sir. Hip Hop Made Me Do It, Fro Thizzle.
It's Hip Hop Made Me Do It, DJ Toasty Z. You know what it is. We're chilling with Afro after the Stamp House show with Rugged Man. They both went out there and killed it. First of all, great performance.
Thank you.
It was, you know, great to finally see you live in action.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I've seen a lot of Jimmy Fallon and stuff like that. You killed that. What was that experience like going on?
Come on, man. It was retarded. It was crazy, man.
For sure.
Yeah, it was crazy.
For sure. I'm curious how you, like, originally, like, connected with R.A.
I heard R.A. when I was 13, and the first two songs I heard from him was L.I.'s Finest, and I loved it. That was a great introduction to R, but what made me fall in love with R's rhyming style was the joint Super. That was the second joint I heard from him, man, because in L.I.'s Finest, it was a more cool, laid-back flow, and Super, he's just, like, destroying it, ripping it apart.
For sure.
It was one of the first times I really heard that style, like, but the continuous ill flow, you know?
Definitely.
And, and ever since, I was like, yo, ever since I heard Super, I was like, yo, he's my favorite. Like, that shit is ill. Yeah, I was just like, yo, he's sick. Ever since 13, man.
Sure. And what was it like, finally, like, actually getting to tour with him now? And like,
it's crazy, after, man. Like, now that, ever since, you know, being under my favorite rapper's wing is crazy. You know, I've been, I think this is my 7th tour now. So, in the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just, you know, this is awesome that this is my job, man.
Definitely. And how'd you first, like, get into rapping?
When I was 9 years old, I heard Rakim Microphone Theme.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is fucking incredible. It was like, I understood Rakim's words, what he was saying, and his flow was ill, the sound of the beat was ill, and everything about it was just fantastic to me. And I was nine. I was 9 when I heard Microphone Theme.
Yeah.
And, I was just like, wow, that kind of really made me fall in love with hip-hop rock here.
For sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you've been, like I said, blowing up recently, picking up some major accomplishments. What would you say, like, your proudest accomplishment is so far in your career?
Man, I'm going to say musically as a fan, besides being able to be under the wing of my favorite MC. Making a project with DJ or with Primo. Premier. Yeah. That's probably, like, that was just something. You know, that's one of the few things where I thought was just completely impossible.
For sure, even, like a dream.
Yeah, to even be in his presence, you know. So that was it's impossible to me. And, you know, we ended up making a whole project, 12 songs. You know.
Awesome. That's incredible. And so, like you said, you work with Primo and, you know, touring with R.A. Who are some other great artists that you would like to work with in the future?
Well, I worked with Pharoah Monch recently on my Afro Polo joint, and that was a dream come true, too, because Pharoah Monch is in my top five MCs of all time. And I love Pharoah to death. He's incredible. And so that was a dream come true to be able to have him on that. And But as far as who I really want to work with in the future, I really want to work with G-Rap, Cool G-Rap, Cool G-Rap on the joint. Two guys or three guys I would have loved to have made music with before they passed was Guru, Dilla, and ODB.
For sure.
Those three guys, you know, I love those guys. And, other than that, you know, There's a couple guys I really want to work with, Daddy Kane. I have a few guys that I'm working with for the album. I have Pete Rock and Prince Paul. I'm going to work with Prince Paul, Eric Sermon.
Oh, that's incredible.
Those guys, and Easy Love. A couple guys, you know.
Yeah.
And we're chasing a couple guys down, too, that
for sure.
Set him down, you know.
Yeah.
DJ Quick said he's down, but everybody's busy. You know?
For sure.
It's all
for
good.
Sure.
It's all good, you know.
Yeah, everyone's doing their own thing.
Everybody's doing their own thing.
And so, like I said, you guys just finished your tour. Do you have an idea of when that project's coming out?
Yeah, I'm going to be hard at work on the project when I get back home tomorrow. And I'm going to aim, realistically, my birthday in August.
Awesome.
August 29th. That's realistically, I think that's a great release date. I could finish the album maybe, thinking, I could probably finish the album by, let's say, May or June, and then get the business stuff in order, and then, you know, hopefully, awesome, boom.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much. Great, once again, great performance.
Thanks,
thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thanks,
once again, Hip Hop Made Me Do It, Afro, backstage, you know what it is.
Yes, sir. What's up? What's up?
don't hit me, and then we don't cry. Yeah, bro. One, two, yo, yo. Yeah, the battle's hers. The final rebels and the words, and the several stars. The most ever, never several words. It's a moment for giving, and it's never been a position. The man was a twitch. Every man struggles with wit.
Afro!
What?
Afro!
What up, New Jersey? Yeah. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.